AFBF was in federal court recently challenging EPA's release of massive amounts of personal data about tens of thousands of livestock and poultry farmers, ranchers, and their families in 29 states. EPA gave such data last year to three environmental groups that filed requests under the Freedom of Information Act. American Farm Bureau Senior Counsel for Public Policy Danielle Quist says the Farm Bureau is seeking a summary judgment against EPA.
We're asking the judge to make a decision based on the law, based on the record in this case. We're not going to have a trial or anything like that. It's basically a decision on the papers, on the arguments and issues that the parties raise in papers versus a trial where you have witnesses and experts.
Now, that action would be typical of cases involving disputes with agencies. Briefs in this case will continue into December. And Quist says EPA agreed not to release more personal data during the case, but as for releases last year,
that information is still out there. What prompted this lawsuit was that EPA was preparing to make another FOIA release to various organizations that would include the earlier data, but also new data collected from six states that had not been part of the earlier release.
Quist says new organizations and universities are also seeking the data. Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says EPA believes if personal information can be found on the Internet or as part of a family corporation, that data cannot be protected. AFBF claims in its lawsuit that the Freedom of Information Act prevents federal agencies from publicly releasing personal information held in agency files. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.